Lay of the Land is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land, a show about life and politics in rural Wisconsin. I don't know if any of you have been out touring. We've had some great weather the last week and even before that. So I hope you've got a chance to get out there. This is a great time of the year to enjoy our rural areas of Wisconsin. First, I want to report that our trivia question last week, which was, what is the youngest age at which a person could join the Democratic Party in Wisconsin? We didn't get any takers on that. I'm really surprised. But the answer to that is 14 years of age. So there's lots of opportunities for young folks to get involved in Democratic Party politics. So moms, dads, uncles, grandparents, don't hesitate to invite younger members of your family to get acquainted with the political aspect of life in Wisconsin. And it doesn't have to be a hostile environment. Politics is about people and can be what the people make it. And we can be determined to make it a good place. So I want to chat a little more about what I discovered this last week as I was touring rural parts of our state. Up in central Wisconsin, the potato harvest is in full swing. So there's going to be a lot of potatoes harvested in the next month. Also, down here in the southern part of the state, if you see those big combines out there and the dust flying, that tells you that the soybean harvest is underway. It's been ideal weather for harvesting. This dry weather has been just wonderful for the farmers to get out there. I haven't heard how the yields are going, but at least there is success in getting the harvesting done. Also want to remind everybody that to support our show, we encourage you to go to WIGrassrootsNetwork.org. That's our website, WIGrassrootsNetwork.org, and click on the donate button. We're going into October shortly. Today is the last day of September. So we're funded for another month, and it's up to you folks whether you want to keep us on the air by sending a donation in to keep us on. That's like any listener-funded radio. We need your support. Also, I want to remind you that we've got a number of shows available to you for a podcast. So if you go to the website devilradio927.com, that's devilradio927.com, you can see all of these, you listen to all of these shows that we've completed. It's at least 7 or 8 shows that we've completed. So check them out. There's some really great guests that I've had on this program. And tonight we're going to delve deeper into an area that we have related to several times throughout the show, and that is a sense of place. Particularly rural folks have a very strong sense of place. And have had that as part of my life, and I'm sure many of my listeners out there have it as part of their lives as well. And it's in rural Wisconsin, when it pertains to our farming areas, it's really a challenge to preserve some of these farms that we have grown up on or have spent time on. So tonight we're going to talk about both the sense of place, and we're going to also talk about the challenge of trying to preserve some of these places in rural Wisconsin, particularly our farms. So my guest this evening is Richard Quinney, and he is a personal example of the powerful voice for rural Wisconsin and his sense of place. He's written numerous books. I'll let him enumerate more about that. But in one of his books that I have here tonight, entitled Of Time and Place, A Family Farm in Wisconsin, in the epilogue, he talks about this sense of place and what he says. He says, for some people, there's only one story that carries them through a whole lifetime. And of those, I am one of those. And mine, his story, is the story of his farm in Wisconsin. The story starts with his first memory. And I'm going to ask Richard what that memory, that first memory he's referring to was. And that is a powerful example of the sense of place. It's something that I'm sure, carried him right up to the current moment. What is that powerful memory, Richard? Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello there. Here we are meeting for the first time, person to person, sitting next to each other on high chairs, speaking into the microphone. The story that I keep telling is about my first memory. We all probably have first memories. Mine was when I was probably 4 years old, and I was on the east side of the barn with my father, and a figure came walking across the field from what I always called the old place, where my great-grandparents settled, buying 30 acres in 1868. The person coming across the field was my grandfather. And I must say, it's the only time I remember ever seeing him. He was about 79 at the time, would die the next year. And my father said, "Here comes the old man." I think I was surprised by my father's words. I had not heard that expression. I'm not sure it was derogatory. I think it was common at that time to talk about the father as the old man. But certainly the words struck me. But also to see this figure seemingly dressed in black halfway across the field. I don't remember his reaching the farm, ever speaking to him, but that's the memory that's been with me. And from that place where he was coming, the old place, has been my sense of place all my life. And it's what I continue to preserve after the family farm was sold about 4 years ago. That we lost it. It was the end of the family farm.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Richard, how we have, as human beings, some of these clear memories and of relating to a certain place. I can remember as a young child riding my bike on our rural road and looking to the west, and as the sun is setting, wondering, what is out there? what is over that horizon? And I guess that was my beginnings of yearning for the other place. What's out there?
Yes. Certainly that memory speaks to something that's basic to you, and that was what was basic to you.
Yeah, we're going to be going away here for a break, and in a few minutes we'll be back with Richard, my guest, and we're talking about a sense of place. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.